Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 25 of John chapter 8. So they were saying to Jesus, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What have I been saying to you from the beginning? I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you. But he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world." They did not realize that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he spoke these things, many came to believe in him. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say, 'You will become free'?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son does remain forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed."
We all love the idea of being free to make our own choices about what to do and where to go. But Christ offers a much greater liberty than this. It's spiritual freedom from the power of Satan and the condemnation of sin. Jesus said the only way to be set free is to know the truth and become his disciple by believing in him and continuing in his word. If you're a believer, are you standing firm in Christ's freedom, or have you let sinful thought patterns, emotions, attitudes, and habits enslave you once again? Although Christians have been granted freedom from the dominion of sin, we must fight to overcome our unrighteous impulses. This is done by taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ and putting to death fleshly desires and passions. The good news is that we are not in this fight alone. When Christ set us free, his omnipotent Holy Spirit came to indwell and empower us. We also have God's precious Word to guide and protect us. By his grace, we have everything we need to keep ourselves beyond sin's control. If you haven't yet experienced what it is to be free indeed, put your trust in Jesus, the greatest liberator.